so you might be interested.
you. First eyewitness accounts of this grisly development came from people who were understandably frightened and almost incoherent. Officials and newsmen at first discounted those eyewitness descriptions as being beyond belief. However, reports persisted. Medical examinations of some of the victims bore out the fact that they had been partially devoured.
We'll be right back.
committing acts of murder. Widespread investigation of reports from funeral homes, morgues, and hospitals has concluded that the unburied dead are coming back to life and seeking human victims. It's hard for us here to believe what we're reporting to you, but it does seem to be a fact. When this emergency first began, radio and television was advising people to stay inside, behind locked doors for safety. That situation has now changed. Could that radiation be somehow responsible for the wholesale murders we're now suffering.
You're coming from a meeting regarding the explosion between the crew and the rescue.
Yes, that was the subject of the meeting.
I feel there is a connection between this and the phenomenon.
There's a definite connection.
Definite connection.
Thank you.
decided that is not proof yet. When the satellite was exploded?
Unusual amount of radiation. Enough to cause mutation under certain circumstances.
Could have a bearing on it.
It does seem to have a bearing.
Will there be a reply for
later?
Yes.
There will be a reply.
Yes.
Later this afternoon.
Perhaps there will be a reply.
persons who die during this crisis, from whatever cause, will come back to life to see human victims unless their bodies are first disposed of by cremation.
Thank you. document looks at various solutions and finally recommends a PSYOPS campaign that has to be seen to be believed. The technology for creating images in the atmosphere has existed in the public domain for some time. It's used in astronomy, but what the Clinton Foundation is suggesting goes well beyond that. The document alludes to tests in the Levant that were highly successful. These tests apparently can create realistic images along with internal sensations of awe that mimic a terrifying alien invasion. They are planning to be in position to blanket 23% of the United States in these images so as to prevent specific areas from voting on November 8th and create a narrative where Barack Obama literally saves the world. On November 8th, don't watch the skies. We'll be right back.
are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM 1390. That was Under the Floorboards. They are done at 12 a.m. and my name is DJ Winter. I will be taking over at 12 and I will be with you for sleepless nights. And I will be here until 3 a.m. Have some great tracks for you all tonight. Super excited to be here and hope you are enjoying the Halloween spirit so far. I'm gonna first get started here with a song called Daily Prayer. And this song is by the London house artist Mr. G. One second here. I'm